Seamus Toomey now from Block Club Chicago with our extremely local news report. And goodbye to Revolution Brewing. Seamus?
Hey, Bob. Good morning. Yes, Revolution, their brew pub in the Logan Square neighborhood announced it's going to be closing December 14th. Now, they still will have their giant production facility, about a mile to the east of it in the Avondale neighborhood. That's where they brew all their anti-hero beers and their barrel-aged program, and they've got a tap room there. But this one on Milwaukee Avenue in Logan Square was the original one. It opened about 15 years ago, and the difference was they were more of a restaurant than just a brew pub. And the owner says, well, you know, the beer is much more profitable than the restaurant was. There's a lot of competition when you're trying to run both at the same time, or even just a brewery. So they're going to close that one down. They're going to consolidate it into Avondale. And I would say it's just really another sign of the contraction in the craft beer industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Revolution opened, there were about five or six in the city of Chicago. And now Josh Deeth, the owner of Revolution, says they're competing with about 100 different tap rooms and brew pubs. And it's just sort of the vibe around these places has changed a little bit. Some younger people are not drinking some of these heavy IPAs and craft beers as much as I am, and they're just they're just trying to figure out a way to keep it going. But I would say Revolution, unlike most of these breweries in Chicago, really has quite a head start. They just make tens of thousands of barrels. They're in every store in the area. They're in ballparks. You see them everywhere. So that part of the business is not struggling, but trying to keep a restaurant / brew pub in the busy Logan Square area, even in that neighborhood, has been tough. So they're cutting back now, sort of preemptively, to keep the Avondale one remaining strong. So if you like that place, you got till December 14th before they shut it down.
But part of Lincoln Square and Ravenswood will be drinking up, won't they?
Yeah, this was a quirky little story coming out of the election this week. I would say this is a sort of a down ballot issue, you might say, in the Lincoln Square Ravenswood neighborhood. There was this little portion of the neighborhood. This is about from Montrose to Sunnyside, Lincoln to Damon, and if you can picture that, it's right about where Wells Park is. It's just to the east of it. They've been dry for 117 years. Residents long ago had voted to make it dry, but it really was kind of putting the restaurants there at a disadvantage to all the restaurants and bars surrounding them. They could be BYOB, but they couldn't serve liquor. And a lot of people just didn't realize that. They just thought the restaurants weren't sort of meeting them where they are. But no, the reality was Adolphus Busch wanted to open a fairground at Wells Park in the early 1900s. And one particular guy really was against it and pushed this ban. A guy named, I love these names from the 1910s, W.R. Bentley, who owned and raised Show Pugs. He was the one that led the push, and it's really survived now for over 110 years. But it got voted down overwhelmingly. About 84% of the people that live in that little area said, no, we should get rid of this. So all those restaurants there can now start applying for liquor licenses and don't have to be BYOB if they get approved.
BlockClubChicago.org for more on that and why you should start getting used to not parking and biking in bus lanes anymore. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.